Kamala Harris refuses to mention God during meeting with faith leaders on abortion. By Charlie Spiering on June 7, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris hosted a roundtable conversation on abortion rights with faith leaders on Monday but did not refer to God during her opening remarks. She noted the last few years have tested everyone's faith during the coronavirus pandemic, the rise in hate and misinformation on the internet, and continued gun crimes and mass shootings. I do believe, and I, my entire life, believe this. But I think we, collectively, know, in particular now, we need faith. We need faith, she said. The vice president met with a handful of faith leaders from Los Angeles, including Christian, Jewish, and Islamic figures. She did not mention God but instead called for Americans to have faith in each other, in our nation, and in our future. Harris pointedly brought up the pending Supreme Court decision on abortion. I would like to talk with these faith leaders about the impending decision from the United States Supreme Court that we believe will undo the very principles and premise of the importance of the privacy, the right that Roe v. Wade stands for, she said. The right of a mother to kill her child in the womb, Harris explained, should be unfettered by the government and the courts. So, that conversation, of course, in my mind, is a conversation that requires us to also discuss whether we value the concept of self-determination, the ability of an individual to make decisions about their own life and the future of their life and the choices that will directly impact so many other choices, she said. Harris warned the Supreme Court's decision would likely endanger the right to contraception and same-sex marriage and condemned a proposed law in Louisiana that would ban abortion in all cases except when the life of the mother is at stake. The threat to all of these principles and priorities is very clear and imminent, she said. While Harris did not mention God, she referred to the higher purpose that should guide everyone. You all, as our faith leaders, have done extraordinary work, in particular of these last few years, to remind folks that they are not alone, that we are in this together, that there is a higher purpose, and that we should be guided by all that we know. That gives us a chance of shining a light in the midst of dark moments and dark days, she concluded.